Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 174 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, very exciting, we're going to be talking about Maserati and how they've leaked images of their brand new two-door sports car. Now, really, they just released a couple images of this car, which looks like it's just kind of racing around the Maserati headquarters. And I'm really excited for Maserati about this because, truthfully, it's something they really need. It's no secret, we even talked about it a while ago on this podcast, that once the Maserati and Ferrari affiliation really separated and became no more, that was a big stab in the heart for Maserati, and that really did hurt. One of the biggest reasons for buying a Maserati was that Ferrari affiliation. Those engines that Ferrari was building and putting those in the Maserati cars, that truthfully was one of the main reasons to buy a Maserati. You're basically getting Ferrari-like performance for a lot cheaper. And that was a huge drive to the brand. And ever since Ferrari did their own IPO and became themselves after 2019, and they wanted no affiliation with anybody, Ferrari just wanted everything Ferrari to be Ferrari. They didn't want to give anybody parts, engines to anybody. They didn't want their brand or name affiliated with anybody else but their own. And so thus, Maserati, they really hit them hard. There's some brand recapture they got to do. They got to gain their customers back. It just really was a huge effect. But now that they're releasing this two-door sports car, I think it's necessary for Maserati. And I think it's pretty exciting. And, you know, I think it has a pretty good chance of being successful. Just looking at the images that they've released, it definitely looks like an Alfa Romeo 4C, at least from my standpoint, in my opinion. You guys might agree with me, you might disagree with me, but let me know, do you guys think Maserati's newest leaked images of their two-door sports car really looks like an Alfa Romeo 4C? Now, because Alfa Romeo and Maserati are both under FCA, their parent company, it would be of no surprise that Maserati has a lot of this two-door sports car from Maserati ends up having a lot of similarities and shared parts with Alfa Romeo and this 4C. I mean, just looking at the two, just the shape in general, at least when I first saw it, I kind of did a double take and squint my eyes. Is that a new 4C? What is that? What do we got going on? But it's Maserati's take on it, I guess. But here's what we do know. The new Maserati Tourer sports car that they've leaked is not going to be utilizing the same engine as that of a 4C. It's not going to be using no four-cylinder. Maserati is actually, it's rumored that they're currently testing a turbocharged, hand-built Italian V8 to put in this two-door sports car. You take a smaller car, smaller chassis that's very light with a big, powerful V8 in there. This thing's going to be pretty fun. I'm actually pretty excited to see what Maserati has going on with this sports car. And I think it's going to be successful for them. They did say how they're not going to release more information until May of 2020. In addition to following the debut of this sports car, Maserati has also announced that there's going to be a new version of their already known and loved Gran Turismo, but this time it's going to have an electric powertrain, and a new Maserati SUV is supposed to debut after the two-door sports car as well. Again, like I talked about before, I really do think this is something that Maserati needs desperately. And I hate to say it, I'm truly not trying to be a pessimist, but I think you guys will completely understand what I'm saying is that loss of affiliation with Ferrari was a huge hurt. It really did. I think Maserati, in regards to the car world, I think they have one of the best names. Just the name Maserati. So if someone asks you, oh, what do you drive or what car do you have? You say, I have a Maserati. That's just sexy. That's just sexy. It sounds so good. It just rolls off the tongue. But unfortunately, that name affiliation within the past couple of years just, I hate to say it, just hasn't meant much. And once Ferrari left the brand, you know, they just, man, I sound like a broken record just continuing to say this, and I apologize, I don't mean to, but that's how big of a deal it was. It was almost like the last nail in the coffin, but they're like barely hanging on, you know. But this two-door sports car that Maserati is coming out with, I'm in their corner. Trust me. I want them to succeed. I pray that they're successful. And I know they're going to figure it out and they'll be all right. I mean, let's be honest. They have a pretty good backer behind them, FCA. So I don't necessarily think they're going to let them fail. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Like I said, Maserati's mentioned publicly how they're going to release more information about this car in May of 2020, just a few months from now, or 4 months from now. But ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you think. That's all we got for episode number 174. Do you think this new two-door sports car from Maserati, is it going to bring the brand back to life? Is it going to revive them? Do you think their brand affiliation, their market share they got to capture, their customer base they got to get back? What do you guys think is going on with the brand, and how much do you think this car is actually going to help them? Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you're checking out this podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well, unless you're actually watching here on YouTube already. If you are, thank you so much. Once you get to the channel, just browse around. If you got a seat you like, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tlg.com, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune in to our next episode, number 175. We're going to be talking about Bugatti and how they've announced the end of the Chiron. Sad day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.